Hello and welcome, podcast listeners and subscribers. My name is Christina Jackson, VBCOA Education Chair, and this is the VBCOA Podcast, Building Code Geeks Podcast. And my guest with me today is Ms. Monica Whitney, Permit Tech for the County of Sussex. How are you doing, Monica?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. So let's start off every podcast like we do with everyone else. Tell me a little bit about yourself, and how long have you been in the code enforcement profession?
Well, my name is Monica Whitney, and I am a mother of three grown young men, a grandmother of eight.
Oh,
yes. I have a passion for cooking. I love to cook. I love to sing. I am an elder at my church, how you call them, ministries, and I have been in codes since 2016.
And what made you get into the code profession?
It was actually by accident.
Okay.
Because I was working for the County of Sussex as a Section 8 inspector.
Okay.
And the director of community development at that time, Mr. Andre Green, he asked me if I wanted to come down to be the permit tech. Didn't know anything, Christine, about it. I was like, okay, yes. So I went there to just try it.
Mm-hmm.
2016, and I loved it.
I loved it.
Basically self-taught, because nobody was really there that would be able to help me to get it. The building official at the time was Travis Luter.
Mm-hmm.
So that was good. But 2 months after I got there, he took another position.
Yes.
So after then, it was like, okay, you're going to have to just wing it. But it's easy because it's almost repetitious, because you got the same applications, just different contractors doing different things. And I fell in love with it.
Really? Really? So what does it entail to be a permit tech?
Well, for me, I feel that the permit tech is the foundation for the building department. For all of it, because the contract, we are the first face of it. They come in, we are the ones that have to take the applications. We have to make sure everything on the application is correct. We have to make sure that we input it correctly, because if we make a mistake on it, then that is a downfall. It triggers a downfall for the inspectors out in the field. Even it comes back to us as far as when we have to do the certificate of occupancy. So for me, the permit techs are the foundation of all of it, from start to finish. Without us, I don't think it would be a building department.
Come on, talk about it. I like that. I like that. And so in the state of Virginia, what does it take to be a permit tech?
Well, you have to be certified within 18 months. That is the state law, that you have 18 months to become a certified permit tech. Now, when I first got into it, it took me from 2016 to 2022 to become certified.
Oh, really?
Now, when I got there after Travis left, we had interim building officials come in. So it really wasn't like a mandate. I did take the test, but being in my locality, a lot of stuff that's on the exam,
mm-hmm.
I didn't do it. I didn't do zoning. I didn't do planning. I didn't look at the plans. So it's like, okay, Monica, how are you going to do this? Because I'm thinking the exam is what I do on a daily basis. But it's not. It's not until I went to work for the city of Suffolk where I had the extra help, the extra resources to actually pass the exam. The exam is hard, but not hard, because you really have to know where to go to find the information. And that's what the test really entails. They want to make sure you as a permit tech know where to go to find the information if a contractor or a homeowner was to come in and ask you for information.
Mm-hmm.
Can you find this in the code book?
Right.
To let them know, this is why you can't do this. This is why you have to do it this way. So they want you to know, to be able to go to the code book to find it.
To try to help guide them a little bit, yes, if they have questions.
Yes.
And the building official may not be available. You exactly. might have to do like some fill-in questions. You may not be able exactly. to answer the more technically difficult, you know,
questions yes.
that they ask. But for the most part, the surface stuff, the permit tech is the one who can get it, right?
We can guide you along the way. So if I could give you where in the code book to find it, then you may understand it. But if I give it to you and you find it and you have more questions that the permit tech can explain, then you can go to the building official, you know. So if the exam is really, I think once I passed it, my passion for it grew.
Okay.
Once I became certified, it was like, okay, I'm really loving it. At first, it was just a job.
Right.
But now I really want to make being a permit tech a career.
Come on.
I'm loving it. Yes. Christina, I am really, it makes you feel different.
Yes.
At first, you know, I'm just here. I'm working with it. And a lot of people be like, I don't want to do it because the contractors, anywhere you deal, work public, your own business, you will have to deal with the public.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be somebody to irritate you. It's going to be somebody to upset you. But it's all in a day's work. With me, I felt as though I want to make it a career,
mm-hmm.
and I can do this. Mm-hmm. You know, the contractors, they have a bad day. You have a bad day. It'll be okay. So, for me, it's a passion now. I really like, I want to do this. I want to be able to help, and I'm loving it.
So, how is your job duties in the county of Sussex? Because we were talking before we got doing this interview, and you were telling me how you have sort of like a dual role. Can you explain that and explain the dynamics of how that helps fuel your passion for permit tech?
Well, for me, we have the Sussex and Surrey is the first county that has this shared program. It's a shared program where we share the building official and the building inspector.
Mm-hmm.
Surrey County do have a permit tech, and then I'm the permit tech for Sussex, but we work together. So they're currently working on this system that the permit tech in Surrey will be able to do my work.
Okay.
And vice versa. If we're out in training, we're on vacation.
Okay.
So basically, we just come in, and it's this work like you're working by yourself. But we're working together. We just make sure we're on the same page with everything that we do because it is a shared program.
Okay.
So it's not like I do one thing one way, she do it. We actually get together to make sure that, okay, if the contractor here is getting it one way, the contractor there is going to get it the same way. And we want to see if we can actually make it the other localities could do this program because it's very beneficial.
Come on, talk about it.
It is beneficial. It's a big help,
uh-huh.
especially for small localities.
Mm-hmm.
It is a big help that, you know, that you'll be able to work together.
That's awesome. Yes. And so also, too, what has your passion for permit tech, what has that led to as far as your growth professionally?
Oh, Christina. So me loving to be wanting to just make this career, I talked to my building official, and he was on board with it. I have signed up to be a instructor for the Jack Proctor part of DHCD.
Yes.
Which is, we would do core training and permit training.
Okay.
I want to make it my passion, so I have one more week to go for my final evaluation.
Uh-huh.
Then I will start my apprenticeship, that I can be an instructor, that I can bring those people to come in that want to be a permit tech. I'll be able to instruct them. I have just been recently asked to co-chair the permit tech committee for the VBCOA.
Yes.
I have been asked
come
to co-chair
on.
That. So my passion for it has turned into, I want to be involved in everything that I can.
Mm-hmm.
I don't just want to go to my office and sit at the desk and wait for the contractors, but I want to get out there. I want to make myself known. The more knowledge I get, the better off that I can be.
That is so awesome, Monica. And I just love, your passion is infectious. You know, I'm like, well, I got to go to the permit class, and I want to make sure Monica is my instructor when I go.
and it don't have to be boring. It don't have to be dull if it's a passion. You know, if you do something that you really love, you get an enjoyment out of it, it's exciting. there are those days that, you know, you like in La Land, you really don't want to do anything. We have those days. But for the most part, I enjoy it. I enjoy going to work. I enjoy just doing it. I'm excited about it.
That is awesome. Where do you see the future of permit tech going? Permit techs going as a profession?
I see it as becoming just as much as you need a doctor or a lawyer. You're going to need this permit tech, because without the permit tech, the buildings, they can't go up. You got the building officials, you got the building inspectors, but without us, who's going to process your information?
Come on in here, who's Monica. Yes.
We're in such demand that, okay, we need a doctor, we need a lawyer, we need a nurse. Oh, we need a permit tech.
Yes. You know,
so we're going to be one of those
professions,
professionals
that can stay around. Yes.
Workers that is going to always be. Not to be so, you always need a doctor, you always need a funeral director, you're going to always need a permit tech.
All right. Well, thank you, Miss Monica Whitney, for your interview. I appreciate you so much. This has been a VBCA podcast, a Building Code Geeks podcast. And I've been your host, Miss Christina Jackson. Thank you for listening.